Amen. Let's hand out that next one. Okay. Make sure everybody gets one. If anybody's, I'm sure we got plenty. It's another. Now, this is the one I said, I don't think I'm going to get in trouble, but this is not an official. The only reason why it hasn't come back yet is they haven't had time to process it. It was sent to me to judge, and boy, I said, whoa, this is really good. I've got to use it even today. So I took a liberty. There's two prophecies on this page, front and back. Hallelujah. Okay. And you won't find this one yet on Pastor Dave's website. And I have no idea. I have no idea who spoke these. It could have came from any one of you seated here. If you send in, it could any one of you listening. But it doesn't matter as long as it's judged and it's the Word of God. Now, if you follow along with me, make room for a difference. I am always pleased with those who walk with me, but I desire to make changes in each one so that the walk of each life is much more full of me. Sounds like the last prophecy on the vessels, making more room. And I'm sure that a lot of these are just totally by different authors. I desire to bring great increase to my order of doing things. And my order is always for you to know me in a greater and greater degrees to follow my lead. For the change to be brought forth, you must make room for a difference because change is at the door. And change is what I bring. This is the order of man, and my order must be increased in each life. For this increase is essential for what I will bring. Revival is never man-made. The anointing of my spirit that I desire to release for what you have been pursuing will only be brought forth in lives who are intimate with me. Do you hear that, people? Only through those who are intimate and who have become well acquainted with following my lead. Those who have allowed my spirit's working and room must be made for a much greater difference in your walk with me. Hear the call of my spirit in this hour as he draws your attention to what he needs, and that is to make room for a different way of doing things so that I can bring a change to how you are living in me. Change is at the door. I desire to bring an increase of my ways into many areas. Please hear that. It's just, as I'm hearing that, and I don't want, but I believe this is prophetic for all of us. It's not just for me. It's not just the spiritual change. That's the fullness of it. But your whole life should be changing in the way that you do things, even academically, even the way that you're doing. It's like the Holy Spirit wants to improve on every area of our life. For the latter end is the harvest. It's the latter end of the harvest. Stay in step with me. Make room for a difference in your lives of intimacy so that I might fan the flames of passion, so that my fire takes on the flames that are in you and you become a fire increased, a fire of passion fueled by the longings in me. Do not hold to the ways you are used to doing things or even what you expect in me. Be ready for change, for that is what I'm bringing. I have the grace of great change for each one who makes room for intimacy to increase. For in my presence, you will find the change that I bring. Change is what I desire to work in each one radically. Hear what I am speaking and make room for difference. For I am here to bring forth change in every manner of speaking so that my presence with you is what men will seek. Make room for a difference. Open the doors of intimacy for much more of me. Allow me to come with my grace for these things, for as you do, I will work such a work that men will be drawn to my presence in those who are intimate with me and follow my lead. It will be my presence that men will seek. Okay, we're going to read the next one, but I got to say this. This is why it's so important that you ladies and that you guys all die to the flesh, because this may sound like a contradictory statement, but it's not. People will be drawn to you. The outside world and even the church, you've got to learn to work with knowing who you are, not in an arrogance, but an absolute, like, now there's a right humility and there's a false humility. A false humility is when people are bragging, or just, they don't even, it sounds like they're bragging, but what, they're just so impressed with the God in you. And you've got to learn how to take that, because there's a false humility that people say, you know, oh, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to hear it. Let them talk about what they're feeling, because they're feeling God. You're going to have to grow up a little. You're going to have to grow up past the accusation of pride. You've got to know it is you. It is. They don't have no prayer life. The church doesn't have a prayer life. And they, here's the deal. They need to be impressed with you. They need to become impressed with you. So, well, I don't want nobody to be impressed with me. It's all about Jesus. They don't have a relationship with Jesus. They don't know him. It's got to come through you, and then you're going to be the magnet that draws them. So you're going to be like water off a duck's back. You're going to be saying, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. He's the one that gave me that. The healing came through him. It's all, but don't be touchy-touchy about people. Let them be magnetized to you. Let them come to you and say, wow, what? You're different. You're wonderful. You're great. Well, I'm not, it's not my greatness. It's his, but thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let me tell you where I get this from. Hallelujah. Where are my warriors? This is actually today's top sermon message title, Warriors of Intimacy. Where are my warriors of intimacy? I like that. I've never heard those two things to couple together, warriors and intimacy. That's pretty cool. Where are my warriors of intimacy? Where are my warriors of intimacy? I am not rebuking. I'm calling from one lover to another. Where are my warriors of intimacy that have left me? They have left that place with me, that place where they were solely satisfied by me and my presence, by me and my word, by me and the intimacy that I had with them. I call them to come back. Come back for a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. The devil and life and distractions came in and stole your intimacy away from me. And what was once a raging fire has now turned into a small flames, and I'm speaking and calling for you to come back. Come back to me. Come back to me. For this great vision that you boast of, this great revival that you speak of, it can be turned into religion of just words if you do not come back to that place of intimacy with me, where you are solely satisfied by me, and that I am doing in you and through you in our time, or through you in our time, and you are obeying my every word, my every command. And I just got to stop right there. You know, we can, all of what we endeavor by his Spirit, and it doesn't mean we're perfect, we endeavor not to think of ourselves as a clique, okay, or as a bunch of people that have arrived, or that we've got the, thank God for anybody that's out there, it's got anybody saved, but we understand the journey. We understand the journey that we're on. We understand the accountability that has brought us on, and we say and we speak, and tonight we'll come in here, Miss Gay will lead us at 5 o'clock in confessions, and then we'll watch one more of that series that Gary has right now. Somebody help me. God at War. Okay, thank you. But here's the deal: with what we're hearing right here, help me, because I mean, I'm one of you. But what I'm hearing right here is that if we don't keep our intimacy, it's the jail in between the bricks, it's the mortar, it's the solvent. If we don't keep that, then all of this, all that we're doing, it can become a religion too. I mean, we're not scoffing at religion. We know religion is dead. Religion, but you know what? We can get our own religion. We can get our own religion. It's called the religion of revival. Well, you can't have a religion. Oh, yeah, if you go through the works without intimacy, you can get into, like, let's just get her done. Let's just get it done, and let's just go. Okay, let's just go to church, and let's just hear our message again. It's got to be all of this. Man, we're going to have you talk about fun. We're not going to, it's not only going to be fun, I know, is usually a carnal word, or we think of fun as, it's just going to be plain out fun. It's just going to be watching the dead raised and watching people be healed and watching you guys and gals come in here and say, my God, the glory came up on me this week. I was doing something. I was, I was fixing a car and the Holy Ghost came on me and somebody came over, or I was, I went to somebody's bee yard this week and, they came up and said, I'm this, that, and the other, and they got healed right on the spot, right on the spot. And just all the reports coming in. That's just going to, you ought to enjoy it. I mean, for God's sake, we've put up with a lot of trash the devil's tried to put on us. We might as well enjoy the fun part of it too. Hallelujah. But let's not, intimacy is what makes this, keeps this from becoming a religion. For the enemy has worked hard to remove the intimacy that I desire. And even those who have been here a long, don't boast in the relationship that you had with me. Move on deeper with me into the relationship that I desire to have with you right now. For you can't live in the past where you were, with where we were. Come deeper with me. Come away with me. Come forward with me. For the good things that you've allowed in my name, the good things that you've allowed in that everyone says you have to take care of has stolen the place of the time that you've given me, that you would give me with your heart. Lay these things aside. Lay aside distractions and commit to me, for I am calling and beckoning you to come deeper. What was once a raging fire that has turned into a small flames, and it will be fanned into a raging fire that will burn ever so bright that the world may see that I am alive in you, and men will be drawn to you. Here we go. Let men be drawn to you. Men will find life in you, but men will not be drawn to anywhere there is no life. And there is only one life, only life where there is intimacy with me. So come back to that place. Find that place once with me. Commit your time to that place again with me. Because I desire you, I desire you, I desire for you to know me more in this place. For all that I have promised lives here, all that I have spoken about for your future lives here. Everything that's in your heart that I have put there for you to accomplish lives here. Here where? In intimacy. That's what he's saying. Find that place again with me. It is one step away. It's one decision away. Through the though the enemy will come with many thoughts for you to get busy, find that quiet place. We will move forward. For my warriors of intimacy, I speak to them as one lover to another. It's not a rebuke. I miss you. You are missing out on what I can be giving you. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful? Okay. Okay. We got enough time. I don't know that we'll finish it, but we'll go for a little while here, and then we will have some worship. Pass out that last one, please. Now, this one is on the website, and this is you can access it by the ways that I just said, by going to teachings, clicking, going to 219, going to February, and you'll see this present day speaking. If we don't get through this one, Please take it home, read it tomorrow, read it this afternoon. Again, 5 o'clock this afternoon. Come in, we'll start right at 5. And we will accomplish what the Lord wants. Are you getting anything? This is really good for us. It anthems. God anthems. He anthems. In other words, what he's saying from heaven is anthem in the church. We're hearing it. Grace has made you my sons and daughters. Now, this is in stanzas or paragraphs, and you'll notice there's 20-something, 6 of them. We probably won't get through all of them, but you'll get the gist. And you'll continue reading for yourself later on this week. I will teach you things that the sons of men have not been able to receive since the foundations of the world, says the Spirit of grace. For yes, I search even the deep things that be of God to reveal them unto you. Now these were all different. They come from different places, but it's just amazing how that they all congeal. You will walk with your shoulders held erect as sons and daughters of the Most High. And your enemies, those small ones, when they see you approach, it will be as Joseph of old. And the angels will go ahead of you and say, bow the knee, bow the knee, bow the knee. A child of the king is passing. Again, he's not promoting you. There's an essence of what he's saying is your spiritual enemies. They are going to bow the knee. And people are going to see that. People are going to see, wait a minute, there's a favor on what's on you. Paragraph 3, in your training, your limits will have to be taken off. For you will learn to walk in my presence, enjoy my presence, and look to me as a son would to his father. I will supply your need in the four corners of the earth. I will cause you to survive in wealth, and I will cause you to survive through poverty. You will be in places that look like hell has made its home there, and you will be in places where it's like the angels touch the goblets of gold. But where I send you, you will be in my presence, and you will honor me because my training has been this: to bring you to this place where you are a testimony, a written epistle full of the word that brings no reproach. Hear what the Spirit says. Hear what the Spirit would say, and gird yourself up and know that I am God. For those who have received my mantle in the past have feared nothing. I am in a shortage this day, even though my earth is overrun with more people than has ever walked on the face of it, and more have claimed and heard my voice to answer my call. This is an incredible statement. There is no time in history where more have heard my call, have answered, and yet have done so little with what they have heard. But hear what I would say. In the days of old, many heard my voice, many and went out into the front and gave their lives. They feared nothing. They walked with me, and I met their needs as a father would, the father of a son. To the extent that you want me to bless you, to the same level, be sure you bless those who curse you, and bless those who revile you. Bless and do good to those who will despitefully use you. You are my sons and my daughters. You are my mercy in the earth. You are my vessels of grace in the earth. It is through you that I extend my love, my mercy, my forgiveness, and the blood of my son. Measure these things according to my measure, not according to the spirit of the world, says the Lord. Walk in a great authority of the sons and daughters that I have made you, that I might manifest myself with you and to you, through you, that I might bless you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Come and walk with me, and I will come and walk with you. Abide with me, and I will abide with you, and you will bear much fruit, says the Lord. And in doing so, you surely shall be blessed. As a mediator mediates between two parties, says the Lord, those who give themselves to me in intercession, I use them to mediate between a revival and heaven's glory. For the ministry of prayer is honorable, a honorable ministry in my presence. Please, intercessors, we got some wonderful intercessors in this church. Keep praying. Don't stop. Hallelujah. For it is that which I use to change things. I change things, says the Lord, everywhere with prayer. For he who speaks my word shall surely see the things that he speaks come to pass. Be bold, give yourself to me. I will manifest my presence and my power through you wherever you go. Walk as sons. Walk as a son, full grown, in your obedience all the time. Grow up into that, says the Lord, where you walk as he walked, talk as he talked, have the same results he had everywhere he went. But no one understand. The gifts are yours. When you understand more and more of who I am as your father and the grace that has made you my sons and daughters, yielding is not very far off. It will become simpler and simpler. Therefore, the spirit of holiness is surrender. Yield to me, for I am the Lord your God and your father. Now, some of this, actually, I can recognize it could have been even in former days when I've heard Dave prophesy some of these things. Why do I train you to walk in my footsteps? Is it not to walk the path that I walked? Where did I walk? Did I walk in the high places to be seen of men, or did I take the lower places and illuminate dark places and pay prices that one day for you could for you who could hear my voice in your spirit, the path has been cleared to walk where I walked and illuminate the dark places that I have illuminated. Let it be said in hell that in the places that you go, that a son of God is in the village. And we are going to have to make an account. I pray that you men and I pray that you women, I pray that there's, I want no curses. There's no curses in Christ. But I pray that hell says, you know, that woman, she's stirring up something down there. That woman is affecting her region through her prayer life, through her intimacy. Oh, hear and take your training. Find yourselves on your knees long before you find yourself in places where you can receive glory. If you don't let it go to me, and of course we won't, by the grace of God. I rejoice when many of my sons and daughters are harvesting in a short time what took others many years. Therefore, rejoice and say this: I am living in a time such as this, for indeed you shall excel. Your understanding of my movements and my mysteries will come in your estimation to an all-time high, for many of you will excel, and you will see my hand move, and you will rejoice. For many places of the world, it will be the opposite. You are the light that I will send into dark places. Therefore, let your lights burn brightly, so that those who hear and see shall know and come to me, says the Lord. Being on the offensive is to stand in the authority of sonship as living, viable heirs of my kingdom, enforcing my will. If the mindset is one of being on the offensive side, or offensive side in every situation, then you are operating out of the mind of Christ, for victory has been gained. Please, one of the things the Lord is working in our midst is, keep your personality, but out of sweet personalities, I'm telling you, people are, even people that know us, and even people, there's going to be a ferociousness, okay? There's going to be a boldness. Timidity is not part of this prescription here, or description. It's not part of it. It's going to be like, who are you? Where did so and so, where did, who came and took you away? I don't recognize you. You're Missy, you're bold. You're like a lioness. Sir, you're like, it's not an error, it's not a sarcasm, but it's, you know who you are. And this is what he's saying comes through this. Being on the offensive, it's not like we're waiting for the devil to beat us up. Even when it seems all is lost and your back is up against every wall, as a son in my family, you'll still stand in the offensive position, for I have given you authority over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. You are my authority in the earth. You are the body of my son, and you are to use the authority of his nature in you and exercise your place in me as sons for all eternity. It is an eternal standing, and there is no departing the place you have been given in me. It is finished. You are my sons. Just a few more. The place of worship is a key to the place of worship is a key to this offensive position. Please listen to this, because we're back on intimacy here. Of course, the whole thing is about intimacy. But the place of worship is key to this offensive position. For in this place of intimacy, you take on a mind and leave the restraints of this world in their proper place. As you become less aware of this world system and more aware of my kingdom system through worship, you lose the weight of the world and gain the brightness of my image. Out of this place, you begin to operate freely out of my mind. And in this place of unity, it frees me to operate through you to bring my truths forth and my purposes and plans to pass. Hallelujah. There's more. I see the next few paragraphs are intimacy, 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 intimacy. Please read them. Would you guys come? Now, the worship team, any part or any of them, any of the worship team that wants to come, you can. If you want us to just sit and worship, you can. But let's just, I don't care what you guys play, let's just worship just for a few moments before we leave here today. Hallelujah. You can sit, you can stand, but please. Hallelujah. In fact, I said we consider stand, but I think we'll just stand in his presence, just worship. Now, if you need to sit, that's a different thing, but let's just worship.
Thank you, Jesus. give it, Lord. You Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Praise and magnify you, Father. Glorify you, Lord.
We love you, Jesus.
Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Just worship you out of your own priesthood. Just know how much you love us. Magnify him. Give him the glory, Jesus. We worship you. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We glorify you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Lord, you're worthy.
We worship you, Father. We glorify you, Lord. Thank
Lord, you,
Jesus.
You're worthy.
We praise you, Father. Jesus, hallelujah, Lord.
Lord,
so
you're
worthy. We praise and magnify you, Lord. Jesus.
Lord, you're worthy. 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 Lord, you're worthy.
Jesus, so worthy, Father.
Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy.
So worthy.
Lord, you're I love you.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Istifrando che de bestiete, mo tehe hiakalasa, injekaloso blate. Oh, how I desire you, and how I love you. At your greatest moment of intimacy with me, at any moment in the past where you individually have felt my presence, corporately or individually with me. At your depth, you've still not been able to comprehend my exceeding love and desire for you. I yearn for you. My heart yearns for fellowship with you. This is the reason I created you. The reason for man's creation was not for works, although works are necessary during this time, saith the Spirit of grace. But the latter end of all things will soon come to pass, that man's place will be restored to that place, the original place in the garden where I desired a continual fellowship. So know this. Bring this online in your life. Seek this place in me. Where is it written, saith the Spirit of grace, where is it written that I'm only with you during the time when you're in your prayer closet and when you're praying to me? I desire and do follow you into all of everything and every part of your day. Even when you think, well, this is something God's not involved in. If it's not a violation of your conscience, I'm involved in everything, saith the Spirit of grace. From the mundane to the greater part of what you would expect to be something accomplished, I'm part of every part of your life, saith the Spirit of grace. I follow you. Turn to me often, not just in your prayer closet. Learn my intimacy is with you in every thought. In every action, I am pleased with this service, and I'm pleased with your yieldedness to it. Rehearse these things often to yourself and among yourself, for this is part of your blueprint to take you into that place that you affectionately call an outpouring. This is the kingdom of God, saith the Spirit of grace. One more time. Lord, I love you, worship you. Bless you, Jesus.
Lord, I love you.
Bless you, Jesus.
Lord, I love you.
Yes, sir. Mekedesi.
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love
you. So much. So much.
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you.
Blessings and glory, praise and honor, thanksgiving, worthy, all riches and honor, thanksgiving, blessings be upon you, Father. from our hearts and from their hearts. Take us in. Take us in the days ahead. Let nothing former that we've ever seen in this church ever resemble what is to come. Lord, not of our own making, nor of our own tenacity, but I pray that there will be services in the future and prayerfully in the near future where we're caught up in your presence. And we lose all track of time. We lose all track of the things of this world, and that we are infused, that we are, as the potter makes marks, make a mark on my pot, Lord. Make a mark on their pot, on their vessel of clay. Let it become a vessel of honor. Let it be shaped and molded. Father, whatever you need to do, continue to pour on, Lord, your oil, your water, changing us, that this pot, whatever it looked like, whatever this vessel looked like last year or 5 years ago, or even when we started this walk, Lord, I pray that it will be something totally different today, that the image will be replaced continually by something far greater. We bless you. We praise you. We give all the praise and glory to our Father and to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You are blessed, and we will see you here at 5 o'clock. That is an hour earlier than we normally meet. We'll see you tonight.